Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Now with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All right, good Tuesday morning, Jeremy and Joe. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Lindy, welcome back to these airwaves. Howard retired. I'm still here. And now we've got Joe DiBiase with me. So good to chat again.
Jeremy, good to chat again, too. And sorry to hear that Howard is gone.
He's happy. Lindy, he's walking around the halls like every other day. He's kind of retired.
He's here all the time. He's on television from time to time. He's very, very happy. He didn't actually retire. He just stopped doing this, is pretty much what he told us when he left.
Everybody finds their niche somewhere.
That's right. I'm sure you'll see him. You'll see him around. So, well, Lindy, welcome back. It's good to chat. I wonder, what is it you've done this now, you know, going to another organization when you go to Dallas, when you go to New Jersey, now when you come here. How does the process get started as a coach? You've got a lot of experience, but you're starting kind of fresh with a new organization. What are the initial steps?
Yeah, this really is brand new. The initial steps are, you know, first meeting with staff, from medical to equipment, to strength and conditioning, just trying to get familiar with everybody. And then trying to get familiar with players, reaching out to players, having conversations. I've started that process already, tried to reach out and just say hello. So continuing, you know, that process, along with, conversations with Kevin.
We know, like, during draft season when a player gets drafted, they might send him home with a playbook, or there's rookie camps. And for you and these players, it's probably a little bit of time before you can get with them on the ice. How does it work with you, maybe approaching them on, is there a Zoom call? Is there any sort of video in this off season, or is it really just kind of you doing the work and maybe formulating a plan for what you want for individual guys to do in the coming months?
Well, I know. Yeah, you know, I've tried a lot of different things, from playbooks, putting together a system package. Some players can readily learn exactly what you're trying to accomplish by reading and looking. Some other players, video is a lot more effective. But for sure, the most effective thing is to get on the ice and practice exactly how you need to play. And, you know, I don't think it's rocket science. I think the word compete, come to practice and try to get better every day. There will be subtle changes. There will be some parts of our game will be the same. The discipline to do the right thing at the right time of the game, a lot of puck management, where taking care of the puck in certain areas of the ice will have to improve, and that that is the same with any team I've coached. So I think reaching out to the individual players, talking hockey, talking about their game, asking them where their game is at, where they think they can improve, just getting a feel for where they think they're at is right now is the most important part.
One of the things we heard, I think, talking to Marty about it before you were introduced at your press conference about, you know, what it was like to play for you. And I wonder if any players have expressed a desire to be pushed. And you know, the relationship between coach and player in at the professional level, of course, like these are the guys at the top of their game. But some of them, while they are internally motivated, do appreciate a certain level of a push, whatever that is. And how you strike that balance, to me, is really the most important part for each individual guy.
Well, I think that's probably the area most I've grown is how hard you can push and how far hard you can go. I think players, myself, Kevin, we really have to stay connected in the direction we're trying to go, in the direction we're trying to get each individual to. Understanding that each player will have a role, will have a responsibility. There will be team responsibilities. There will be a lot of situations where it just has to be selfless play, whether you're giving up some part of your game to make sure or ensure that we're going to win a hockey game. So all those things along the way are going to be real important.
Lindy Ruff with us on the Wester Hotline. Lindy, I was interested to hear in your press conference that you didn't take the job right away. It made me wonder, like, how much of it was a requirement or how important was it for wherever you ended up after New Jersey that the team you did go to, whether it was here or elsewhere, had to be ready to win right away?
Well, you know, I really believe they were ready to win right away. It wasn't really about that. I think a lot of that for me was, you know, just coming back into this building and coaching here again. I had to make sure my head was going to be in the right place. So the conversations with Kevin were initially, I don't know if I was exactly ready for that. And coming off, you know, being let go in New Jersey, you have to figure out, and first and foremost, it's figuring that out with family. And family was the most important part. That's probably the biggest reason initially I hesitated. But after conversations with the family and decided that this was going to be one heck of an opportunity and all in right now.
When it comes to the idea of winning now and the expectations, you know, you'd said that it's time to win now for this organization. And we, in our conversations with Paul Hamilton, he said he'd had a conversation with you this past year or so about this Buffalo Sabres team and the young talent they have. So it seems to me that it doesn't, I mean, it's a big job, but you feel like there maybe isn't that big of a leap to take for this group. They do have to take the leap, but getting into the playoffs, ending this drought and starting to contend on the level that they maybe would be aiming for.
Well, I think if you peel back, you know, 1 year, give or take a month or so, and where they were at with 5-6 games left in the season, and they just brought Devin Levi in. And when I say they, I mean that's because they were they back then. Now mm-hmm. It's we. they were really 1 point away from being in the playoffs. You know, one win away. So the value in making sure that, you know, you play good, consistent hockey. The fact this year that they won a lot of games against a lot of good teams just told me that they've got a lot of good players. And I really believe that the connected part, that playing for each other, believing in how you play and being really consistent with your play night in, night out, is the success part that allows you to put together really, really good stretches, allows you to win games when, say you done a night you don't have your A game, and when you're playing 82 games and you're playing 4 games in 6 nights and you're traveling and you're coming home at 2 a.m. and you've got to play the next night, whether you're on the road, whether you're at home, you've got to have a B game. And if you can win with your B game or be disciplined to stay within your structure, that allows you to win a number of games that normally if you're not your best, yeah, those are points you give away. But just getting a point some nights is real good in this league.
Yeah. One thing I focused on last year, there was a giant regression, at least statistically, for the top two centers on this team, Cousins and Thompson. Injuries played into, I think, for both, especially Thompson. So that is a big part of the story, I'm sure. But just watching from afar, Lindy, like for you, what Hughes and Heischer did in New Jersey and how important it'll be for this team to have two centers at the top of their group that can kind of, you know, in a sense, lead the charge back to the playoffs.
Well, I think you've mentioned the most important pieces up front where, you know, your centermen are the guys that usually carry the group. Your 1-2, you mentioned the two guys in Jersey, and, you know, some of the struggles this year in Jersey were the fact that, you know, we had lost Nico Heischer for over a month. We lost Jack Hughes for a good period of time. We lost him at two different times really during the year. They're the guys that drive your team. They're the guys that play the most minutes. If you look at Thompson, you know, a 40-goal scorer a year ago, obviously wasn't as good a year, and I don't know exactly about the injuries here. And then when I look at both players, they both got some great qualities. I think they're different. You know, higher offense in Thompson. He's got size. He's got physicality. I think he's a guy that can dictate the game. And then when you look at a guy like Dylan Cousins, I think he's like a complete package. Maybe not the offensive player, as good an offensive player that a Thompson is, but if you look at a guy that can be that, you know, that big, strong two-way center, can be your best face-off guy, can be your go-to guy in all the tough situations, has physicality, has size. I think when you're looking at centers, those two pieces alone are going to be real valuable in getting us to that next step.
More pieces you have to build around. Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power on the blue line, too. Number one overall picks. I mean, you would have seen plenty of Dahlin through the years. So how far can he go? How far can he take this team?
Well, I've had a couple of great conversations with Rasmus already. He's back in Europe, and he's going to play in the World Championships. And around the league, I think everybody understands what a terrific player that he is. Offensively, defensively, his skating ability, his desire to win. So, you know, we just talked about, you know, two pieces up front that are the most important part. If you look on the back end and you look at a Power and you look at a Dahlin, we've got size, we've got speed, we've got offensive ability, we've got good defenders, guys that can move it up the ice, guys that can make that first pass, and guys that really want to win. I think that in conversations with Rasmus, the first conversation about just, you know, welcoming myself, introducing myself to him, gave him my number, he called back. We talked hockey probably for an hour. We talked about how we need to play. We talked about his game. We talked about the season. We talked about every aspect. So when a player wants to dive in, wants to call you back and dive in and talk about the season and talk about where he wants to get to, the desire to win is obviously there. And yesterday, Power was in here skating. He's going to the World Championship, so I think it's great. So I had good conversations with him. Now, along with, you know, three guys were here yesterday, Byram and Cousins and Power, all skating. So it was good to just stand around the locker room, talk hockey. They asked questions about the guys you mentioned from Jersey. They asked questions about, we started talking about the playoffs. So just great interaction, you know, with the players that I want to get accustomed to.
Lindy Ruff joining us on the Western Hotline. Lindy, when it comes to this market, this drought, what's going on here? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to hear players feeling pressure. It's something we heard last year, and they got close the year before. And is the pressure a kind of thing where, I don't know, you use it and turn it in a positive way instead of something that the players feel is weighing on them? And Kevin Adams talked about that in his press conference to end the season about pressure. And it was a consistent message around here. And I guess if we're all being honest about how much we care here in Buffalo, we care a lot, right? Like, Sabres fans care an awful lot. It's not a big market, but it's a passionate market. And it wouldn't surprise me at all for players to feel pressure to perform. The question is, can that be turned in a positive way?
I believe it can. There's pressure, and I touched on it a little bit in the press conference. I don't even like using the word pressure. But there's a discipline to do the right thing at the right time and inside of a game. And if you can just focus on a game at a time, and if we don't sit back and we don't constantly talk about pressure and where we need to go, let's keep a real narrow focus on the game we're playing, win that game, move on to the next game, put the game away, whether it's a win, whether it's a loss, try to get better every day. We'll get to where we want to get. And I've used this expression that you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's inside of a game, whether it's a tight game, a tie game, you're winning by one. There's all sorts of pressure that inside of a game that, you know, you've got to get through. And then, you know, when the standings start chalking up wins and losses, you feel like, you know, you need to know where you're going to be at. On a daily basis, we're going to just talk about getting better, that we have to embrace. We have to embrace the challenge. So for me, instead of pressure, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to like where we're at and like where we're trying to get to.
Yeah. On that too, like the players kind of, I don't know, embracing atmospheres, and like, there have been big nights when there were RJ Knight here a couple years ago when his banner went up and the crowd was full. There's a funny little record of this team in the last couple years when the building's full, how often they win. And it just makes me, like, I don't think this is maybe any different than just winning, Lindy, like, as a goal. But getting the atmosphere back to where it once was, I mean, I don't have to tell you what this building can be like when it's at its best. But it's obviously been a while, and it feels like the players do embrace it in the times that, you know, there's that much energy in the building.
There is no doubt that the players embrace it. There's no doubt that the players love playing for the fans here, and the way we can make sure that we get endorsed is to play the game that allows us to win hockey games. Play with emotion, play with passion, play with energy. Those are the three most important parts. Always seem that a team that goes out and I'd use the word deserves to win. You've gone out, you've garnered the play, you've played more in their end, your physicality and inside the game has been better. Your special teams at the end of the night, when you look at the numbers, has been better. When you start tipping all those in your favor, you know, outshooting, shot attempts, you know, expected goals. There's a lot of different numbers that if you can lean in your favor, it gives you a real good chance to win hockey games. When you win hockey games, the atmosphere in any building in this league gets better. So we have to earn that.
Lindy Ruff joining us. We're seeing great atmospheres in these playoffs. Lindy, are you someone to watch these games every night?
I am. And, you know, I'm so intrigued about different games. I watched the Dallas-Vegas, and that series is unfolding almost the same way it did last year, with teams winning in the opposite buildings, and Vegas going up 2-0, and then obviously going back home and losing a couple games. And then last night, a real tight game with Dallas pulling ahead. But the craziness the other night of, the Vancouver, Nashville game. Yep. I had a game really similar to that my first year in Dallas where we're winning by two. They pulled Anaheim pulled a goalie. And we gave up 2 5-on-6 goals, and then Anaheim scored early. And it is a tough pill to swallow when I really think that Nashville has played so well. And then, you know, the one or two mistakes or one or two opportunities go in. And I'd be interested to see if Nashville can recover from what happened in that game. So just watching games, whether it's Toronto, Boston, the games in the East, trying to each night watch a little bit of hockey.
I'm trying to figure out if it's recency bias for me or if Colorado is legitimately one of the most exciting teams I've ever seen. Just between Makar and McKinnon, Lindy feels like those two move at a different speed than everybody else.
They do. That team is they're a really high energy hockey team. Those two players are really high. I mean, if you watch the goal Makar scored, you probably saw it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a goal! And then McKinnon, he can just take over games. He can play 25 minutes a game, and he can just dominate games. Those guys are at a level that is different in the league. And when those guys get up and running, and you kind of look at the first couple games and thought, maybe Winnipeg can give them a go, and Winnipeg's had a fabulous year. But those guys have ramped it up to another level these last couple games, and I think they're going to be tough to stop.
Yeah. Lindy Ruff joining us. Lindy, finally, is Tuesday still trash day? That's how you used to remember to come on with us, was Tuesday was trash day.
Jeremy, you cracked me up because the first thing I did, I'm in the office now, but before I left, I took the garbage out.
There you go.
Perfect.
Well, we're back. Yeah. Lindy, thanks for the time this morning, and we'll chat soon.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me on, Jeremy. See you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Lindy Ruff on the Western Hotline. Current Sabres head coach, Lindy Ruff.
The playoffs have been, well, Colorado. I can't get enough of Colorado. Tonight at 9:30. They're just...
Yeah.
It's insane how fast, even the speed. I don't even care what the rest they do. They move faster than everybody else.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Say. I've got like interesting things.
Well, you're in a gig where you might
I'm
have
supposed to
figure
to say
that out.
Things, right.
I'm going to figure something
I'm
out.
I'm supposed to say things.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Like, the idea of like Lindy coming back was never that crazy, and we talked about it. But something about introducing him on the air 11 years later, I'm just like, am I being punked? Is this a dream?
It's a long, elaborate prank. Yeah.
What is happening here?
You just talked to Lindy Ruff about
The Sabres.
H. Thompson. And
that's right.
Right, the Sabres.
Yeah. So, I like, it's funny what he said about comfortable being uncomfortable. And, man, there's like, that. It made me think of a lot of different things. You know, when you're trying to protect a lead late or whatever, comfortable being uncomfortable. I thought about Bulldog tweeting garage, garage, garage when the Sabres are protecting a one-goal lead with 7 minutes to go, right? Like, get this thing over the line. And how a sign of your team growing is when you used to be flighty in those moments, you are much more mature and much more locked in. And you could say that for any sport, right? Where it's the Bills down the stretch. In the early part of the season, what do? They gave up game-winning drives to Mac Jones.
Yep.
And almost to Daniel Jones. No, Tyrod. Tyrod Taylor.
Got to the one.
And then later in the season, what do? They shut the teams down when they had an opportunity to come back. So, you know, like in the course of a season, some of that can be noise and randomness. Other times it could be signs of growth. Yes, Joe, I'm thinking about Arsenal nearly blowing a 3-0 lead. But
I don't know what the final
10 minutes of that game, they just kind of, you know, they were with it. Mm-hmm. And a year ago, they maybe wouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable being uncomfortable.
What sport is that?
That's football.
Oh.
Football? Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. Football. It's exited my mind completely.
Yeah. Liverpool not only went out, you went out again kind of fast.
I don't know what that is either.
It's over.
Liverpool. We earlier talked about like Stamkos and then Pavelski a little bit too. Like, and you said like third line guy that they'll sign like for that stuff. Do you know who, you could probably guess it, like three people immediately tweeted me that they're going to try to sign for this?
No, who?
They're going to circle back on Kane, aren't they? Why wouldn't they? It's pretty clear they tried already. He kind of said a goodbye to Detroit.
He did.
Shouldn't I expect they're going to try to sign him again? He was a point-a-game player for Detroit.
Yes. The only thing I would wonder is this. I mean, Kevin Adams, when we talked about Kane the first time through, it was he has a relationship with Kevin Adams. He was coached by Don Granato.
Right, Granato.
And, like, that is maybe different. Doesn't mean it's a no.
He is, I mean, I don't know how he feels about this. Tuck was a Sabre fan growing up, and how he spoke about Lindy before Lindy was even hired was it would be a dream come true. He lit up at the moment Lindy's name came up.
You're asking if Patrick Kane has dreamed of playing for Lindy Ruff?
I mean, Lindy's the coach when he's a kid in Buffalo, isn't he?
Well.
So, I am wondering that.
How about this segment / moment for you? Who? Lindy's... You know,
I don't ever get a pit in my stomach or like nervy at all. Like before I would talk to McDermott on the Extra Point Show or Granato, but there was just an extra something there. Like I'm talking to Lindy Ruff, right? Like just, yeah, that was weird. It was different.
Yeah.
And incredible. Yeah.
Hockey season starts when?
I mean, he's the only coach I ever knew. At all.
Yeah, for your whole Sabres.
I'm 2 years old when he's hired, and I am, 17 when he's fired? So he was the only, and he's still the only coach I've ever seen take them to the playoffs. It's ridiculous that that's true.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. April 30th. Tomorrow's May 1st. It's Derby weekend.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. Let's go.
My first perusal of all the horse names did not indicate any single horse that everybody in America is going to bet on just because of the name.
There's no funny ones this year?
Like, wasn't there one, Buy Me Another Round or something like that? Like, you know, America decides, we like this name, we're betting on this horse. I did not see one that had that name. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
I'll Have Another was one recently.
That's the one. I'll Have Another.
Yeah.
That's the one. I'll Have Another.
Yeah. There's no I'll Have Another this year?
I don't think so. 803-0550 if you want to join us. On Lindy Ruff, on the Bills, and Keon Coleman. Yeah. Open phone lines for you. Open the rest of the way. Extra Point Show coming up 10 o'clock here on WGR.
Well, I think that's probably the area most I've grown, how hard you can push and how far hard you can go. I think players, myself, Kevin, we really have to stay connected in the direction we're trying to go, in the direction we're trying to get each individual to. Understanding that each player will have a role, will have a responsibility. There will be team responsibilities. There will be a lot of situations where it just has to be selfless play, whether you're giving up some part of your game to make sure that we're going to win a hockey game.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joined us last segment. Seriously, everyone's looking at each other like, that was weird, wasn't it?
Look, that was actually Lindy that just called in and not like a Lindy impersonator.
We got a tweet from something from Beth. Turned on the Odyssey app and it opened in the middle of the Lindy interview. Mind blown. Yeah.
But did we have apps the last time Lindy was on?
Is it time travel? Yeah. Our thanks to Lindy Ruff for joining us. Excited about, chatting with him throughout the season when the Sabres put it together next year.
They're going to need a good start to get people invested. They're really going to need a good start.
Yeah.
Almost the same time the Bills season starts. That always sneaks up on you. It's like week three, right? The NHL season starts?
Preseason's like late September. Opener's always October, 8th, 10th neighborhood. Okay.
That's right.
Speaking of the Bills season, I'm ready for this schedule.
You don't have to wait very long.
A week and a half or so to find out where they play, when they play, lots of primetime games. The matchups they have, man. So here's one quick thing for you on the Bills' schedule and who they play and the number of marquee matchups that they have.
Yeah.
The Bills are tied for the fifth best Super Bowl odds, okay? The teams they are behind and the teams they are tied with are as follows. They are behind San Francisco, Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore. They play all four.
Mm-hmm.
They are tied with Houston. They play Houston. They're tied with Cincinnati. They don't play Cincinnati. But we would talk about marquee matchups. Holy cow.
They play like the best five teams
in the league. You play all of the best teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of them on the road, some of them at home. But you play Houston, Baltimore, and Detroit on the road. And that does not include the Jets, who, if they have Aaron Rodgers, an improved Indianapolis team, Miami has been tough.
Don't forget Will Levis out there in Tennessee is about to become a superstar.
He's coming here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the home schedule looks a little bit lighter, but the Chiefs and the Niners come here.
Yep.
And Marvin Harrison Jr. and the Cardinals and Jacksonville.
So what do you want as the opener?
The opener?
What's the perfect opener?
Okay. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Drake May's debut.
All right. Let me start off with a banger.
Give me a nice opening act.
Yep. Roll the Patriots.
I don't want to come out of the gate Sunday night at Houston.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
I want some time to adjust.
They're going to get like Monday night at Houston.
I think that's probably right.
Instead of 1 o'clock hosting the Patriots. Or the Jaguars or the Titans or something. There you go. 1 o'clock hosting the Jaguars. Gabe Davis's return. That's not the hardest matchup either, right? Perfect.
It's a good revenge game.
Yeah.
How many revenge games are there on the schedule?
Gabe
Davis revenge game.
Yeah. You've got Diggs revenge game, of course.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Poyer revenge game.
Is it an Aaron Rodgers revenge game?
No, he never played for the Bills.
But they tore his Achilles.
Fair. All right, that's four.
Although it was a guy that's no longer on the team. The Torrid.
Okay, back down to three.
Okay.
Yeah, his revenge is against that guy.
Against Leonard Floyd.
Yes.
Do they play the Niners? Do I need to get into it? He's going to make a thing of that, won't he? Like, oh, I got to get back at that Leonard. Just nothing. Never mind.
803-0550. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. That was a fantastic interview with Lindy. Besides just the greatness of hearing Lindy again, you guys asked all the right questions, in my opinion. And for someone who has been hard on the team, called out their accountability, but who, if you hear my calls, you know I'm a fanboy of Darlene. To hear Lindy say he's talked for an hour or so in multiple conversations with Rasmus about his game, about winning, And you know, every great player that I've ever studied in any sport loves to be pushed by great coaching. They work the hardest in practice. They hold their teammates accountable. That's exactly the characteristics we hear about Darlene. He also has a disadvantage in that while he's a great communicator in the English language, it is his second language. I couldn't imagine having to do interviews every night in my second language, trying to hold other young alpha males accountable in my second language. But you know he's great. These are the characteristics of great players. And to now know he's going to have a great coach who will push him to that next level and who also is going to take Dylan Cousins and turn him into the player we've seen. We've seen Dylan Cousins matched up against Connor McDavid and do quite well in single games. We know he can do it. We've seen him go against Austin Matthews. And Lindy's going to pull it out of him. As a fan who has called for accountability on this team for, you know, a couple of years and who knows how great Rasmus Dahlin is. And I couldn't be more excited given where the franchise actually is. And I just think this hire has been great already. And to hear him say that Owen Power and Cousy and who else was the third guy, he said we're already skating out there, and he got to watch him and talk hockey with him. Isn't that exactly what we want to hear? Exactly even what the staunchest Sabres critic wants to hear. There is nothing to complain about right now about this hire. And just one playoff observation. One of those three elite Maple Leaf forwards is getting traded after this series ends. I have no idea which one, but I know Austin Matthews would return twice as much as either one of the other two. Guys, thank you for that interview. It was wonderful. Have a great show.
Thanks, Paul. Marner?
I think it's going to be Marner. I agree with him. I think one of the three is getting traded. I think it's going to be Marner. Marner, who has had, I think it's six straight seasons of over a point a game and four years above 90 points. Like, he's an elite player. But he is absolutely getting the brunt of their blame, I think, for playoff misfortune. Despite the fact he's the only one that there hasn't been mystery about this series of whether he's playing or not. Nylander, no one knew where he was for 3 weeks or three games, and it never got explained.
And now Matthews has a weird injury that they don't want to talk about.
This morning, even, they're like, well, we'll see. We'll see what we get tonight. They're not even confirming he'll play tonight. You tell me when in the world the best player on a team gets pulled in the intermission of a playoff game by the doctor because he was sick with the flu. When does that happen? If that game was tied, we think Matthews is getting pulled. Something happened in that locker room that was preceded by them yelling at each other on the bench. Oh, yeah, I think this. You go 1-8 in playoff series as a core, you don't get to survive that.
The biggest reason they've gone 1-8 in playoff series is the playoff format. It's the biggest reason.
Although Kyle Dubas said recently that he loves that about it, right? It tested his Leafs teams.
Congratulations, you got fired.
But like, even if it's the playoff format's fault, it doesn't matter. You're still
here. That's right. You're still 1-8.
You couldn't beat the Lightning one time. You couldn't beat the Bruins one time. Actually, they did beat the Lightning one time, but it was only one time. Yeah, Marner's the one I think they're going to trade.
On Lindy and, you know, everything he had to say, you picked up the same thing I did, Paul, the hour-long conversation with Dahlin. And it's funny, like, I didn't exactly know how to ask, are you allowed to talk to players? You know how it works in the NFL, OTAs and voluntary workouts and phase one, defensive backs can't even catch footballs. But hockey is different. You can just go to your arena and skate, or you can go to...
He might have gone down there and Owen Power was already there.
That's what I mean. You never know. Go to a rink, you'll find a Sabre working out up here in the North Towns. You just never know how that's going to work. It's different from the NFL.
I think Byram was the other one he mentioned down there.
Yeah, Byram.
Byram, good. Yeah. And then a lot of them are at the World Championships right now.
By the way, Mittelstadt looks really nice for Colorado.
He's got 5 points in four games.
Yes, he does, and is exactly what they needed. They needed a little more pop in the lineup underneath McKinnon, and they're getting it. He's playing well.
Would you undo it if you could? Right now? Magic button. You can undo the Mittelstadt for Byram trade.
I would.
Okay. I don't think it's so bad.
I don't think it's so bad, but
I liked Byram a lot early, and I'm liking seeing him in a full season.
Maybe I wouldn't even say that.
Well, they're talking about a third line center.
They are.
Right? They had one. They had a good one. A really good one. Well, it was really more like a number two center.
And they're about to have to pay him whatever he gets paid, and he's certainly earning more money with playoff success here.
I wonder, is that then a product of they paid Cousins too early? or they just paid Cousins early, not even too early. Just how is this year different? How is right now different had they not paid Cousins? And then he had the season he did, and Mittelstadt had the year that he did. Because Mittelstadt outperformed Cousins the whole year.
Yeah. I am someone that I might turn into a Cousins defender. I really do think a lot of the things that Lindy said, like you could, you know, there's a complete player in there to bring out. Maybe not with the unbelievable elite offensive's upside, but 30 goals,
yeah,
25 goals, and the rest of it just be a workhorse. The workhorse from Whitehorse, as Dan Dunleavy has dubbed him. I'm not down on Cousins. He's one of the guys I'm looking at on the short list of players that I'm expecting to thrive under Lindy. Like, we'll really take to this, this new coach. 803-0550, if you're on hold, we'll get to your calls on the other side. 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are you groaning about over there? You groaned about something.
I don't know if it was a groan. It's just Vanilla Ice is playing at the Erie County Fair this year. I don't know. Not say I don't like Vanilla Ice. I just would not expect that to be.
Do we have the full lineup, or is that just announced today?
I think it was just they're going to be hosting I Love the 90s tour as part of the fair. Vanilla Ice, Rob Bass, and Young MC.
All right. I mean, that's the 90s.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. I've got a good trivia for you. I want to get DJ in Virginia, though, first. DJ, good morning.
So the Lindy interview was awesome. I'm so excited, but, I'm 30. He's my childhood and, you know, teenage years head coach. As a kid, I'm a super optimist, always ready for the season. Now, like, life's beating me down. I'm a pessimist. If organizations beat me down, I am so scared if it doesn't work with Lindy and we end up hating Lindy and I hate my like childhood icon. I am so terrified of that. I'm so excited for the season, but like I have a pit in my stomach of just nervousness that, oh man, it's Buffalo. It could go absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Ready for the season, ready, you know, for us to make some kind of move, but I don't know, guys.
Well, I mean, thanks, DJ. Let me ask this. What are the chances that we hate him after it?
They're not high, right?
No. Worst case, he coaches for 2 years, they miss the playoffs for two more years. We hate things.
Or maybe we'll get, you know, annoyed with him for a time, and then a few years will go by, and then it'll be right back to what it is, right?
But if they're bad and underperforming, won't he sound every bit as mad as we do? We like that.
It will, but yeah, you're right.
That's what's gonna.
But every coach, you get tired of hearing him, right? After a certain, some more than others. Like maybe that never happened with Granato.
But the Sabres have had two coaches in a row that were all about. And I'm not saying this as a criticism of Granato because he was responsible for bringing along a young team. Granato getting mad didn't happen that much. Kruger never happened. Kruger was almost like he was oblivious to what was happening.
Well, Granato would get mad at the refs.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would get very mad at the refs. But wasn't one to single out players. I mean, Here's Lindy. He's, you know, not yet coached the team, and he flat out said that Dylan Cousins doesn't have the offensive ability that Tage does, which is just a statement that a person can make every day of the year.
That I'm not sure anyone would even disagree with.
Right.
In the world.
And yet, you might not have had former Sabres coaches willing to, they don't number their lines, that kind of thing. Like, very important
that
we don't talk about this player as being better than that player. And
right.
I don't know. Maybe that's reaching for me to latch onto that, but I did notice that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Lindy throws shade at Dylan Cousins' offensive ability. No, he's a complete player, you know. Anyway, I just think it's not that likely. We might be annoyed that they did it and mad that it didn't work, and that'll come down to the GM and ownership. But Lindy's coached a lot of games, won a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so is there anyone that ever came back and it spoiled it?
Well, here's a great example. Do people hate Marv? Marv came back.
No.
He was the GM.
People forget that it happened. Completely forget that it happened.
Yeah. And nobody
weren't hearing from Marv every day, though. Which True. Maybe is a little bit of a difference.
True. But nobody hates him for it.
Right.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, I've got a great instant trivia when we get back.
All right.
I'm very, very happy to have found it. We'll do that. We'll do stat of the day. What else we got? You got a Let's Get Stupid? Anybody got a Let's Get Stupid loaded?
I don't know if it's stupid enough to be Let's Get Stupid.
Can you stupid it up?
I could stupid it up.
All right.
Yeah. I could stupid it up. Of course. Look who you're talking to.
I can definitely make that stupider.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that right now.
Yes.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.